Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We would like to welcome the delegation of Ecuador to the 27th UPR session while taking note of the progress achieved in the field of human rights since its second review. As it derives from the national report, steps have been taken in a positive direction, such as the adoption in 2014 of the Comprehensive Criminal Code, and more specifically of the criminalization of torture, as well as the offenses referred to in the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, and the adoption of the National Plan for Good Living and the 2012 Organic Act on Disabilities. However, big challenges remain. Therefore, we would like to submit the following recommendations. First, further enhance the freedom of expression, especially of journalists and social media users. Second, take all the necessary steps in order to ensure the independence of the judiciary. Third, step up efforts for eliminating all forms of discrimination against women. And fourth, strengthen its human rights protection mechanism for vulnerable groups and the indigenous peoples. We would like to take this opportunity to wish to the delegation of Ecuador all the best in implementing the recommendations they will receive today and their overall efforts to strengthen the protection of human rights in their country. I thank you.